Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We just want to be able to bring you the news. It's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. And the thing about it is you can become intimidated or fearful, or worse, you can just shut down or join the denial.
Yeah.
You know, it's not happening. It's not happening. When you start seeing these things happening, it says men's hearts will fail them because of fear. Understand, if you're a believer, you have nothing to fear. You have nothing to fear. But I know that there was a man who wrote a book, it's called Survivor, I believe it is, and talking about being a survivor. And he says, most people just go into shock when things happen. They just keep doing what they do. Mm-hmm. They go to work, you know, and they come back home and you look at them, you're thinking, don't you know what just happened? But I remember when 9/11 happened that I was surprised to see people just, they just went out and sold insurance. Remember that?
Yeah.
And then all this is like, let's just pause for a moment. And it's just, they just kept doing sales and business and cooking food. And this, they didn't even stop.
Nope.
Thank God for our first responders that stopped and began to do something about it. But what it is, you don't feel, understand this, the typical, one of the physical responses to tragedy is you just do what you did. And that's, they find safety in that. But the truth is that they just don't know what to do. And by listening to VFN TV and the daily radio program, you will be able to hopefully know what to do, because we want to give you insight. We believe the Lord is speaking and letting us know. And one of the things we want to talk about in today's program is this is the anniversary, if you would, of the Boston Marathon bombing. You know, this is the time where we're looking back and remembering that, my goodness. I mean, you think about, everything was just a sunny day. Everybody was celebrating running the marathon. God was speaking clearly to us about where we were going to be located in the central part of the United States for our studios, mm-hmm. being located in northern Texas. Mm-hmm. And suddenly on April the 15th of 2013, as they were coming to the finish line, two young men who had been trained up by the peaceful Islamic religion,
right.
as they say, it's a peaceful religion.
Right.
They were radicalized, as the press reports it, and CBN News reports it, and just created bombs to kill folks, and wasn't happy. They were just driven to kill. You have to understand that if you give yourself over to Satan, it's he'll take you further than you want to go, mm-hmm. he'll keep you longer than you want to stay, and he'll lie to you till he takes you all the way. Mm-hmm. And these guys were totally deceived. These young men were totally deceived. And according to one of the man's uncle that's arrested right now, he was saying that the older brother really took his younger brother in. And I just want to speak to all the older brothers and sisters out there. You know, no matter what you say, you know, you are leading your younger brothers and sisters. And you can blame your younger brother or sisters on your parents all you want to, if you're using that to divide them from their parents.
Yeah.
But understand, they're watching you closer than they're watching their parents, because you're their older brother and sister. And so the uncle was saying, this is what he, you know, report was on Fox News last night, that as they were going back and remembering what took place, that the older brother influenced his younger brother so much. They said the younger brother was doing good. Things were going good for him, but all of a sudden he bought into the lie.
Wow.
And it just ended tragically. But I do want to say, you know, as we're looking back and talking about this, that the first responders were beautiful. The police officers, the fire department, the FBI. I mean, they just, you know, if you're listening in Boston and up in all the Northeast up there, when everybody came together and all the forces came together and all of our federal officers came together, and you just went in there and you did business. You did
sure
business
did.
And you know, 400,000 citizens were on lockdown in their houses, mm-hmm. as you were going from door to door. you know, and the fallen officers, you know, we pray for your families and those that have been injured, or citizens that have been injured in the marathon, which are just like heroes today, you know, Boston Strong.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing. It's amazing how Boston just responded to that, which gives us hope. You know, America is like Dr. Martin Luther King said, he says, I truly believe that there's more good than bad.
Mm-hmm.
We just got to speak to them. And he was right. The good came out and began to change and morph the country. And I think also about Japan, when Japan started World War II, that they didn't realize what they'd done, but the reports are their head general, whatever, he looks over at his right-hand man, and he says, we just woke a sleeping giant. We just woke a sleeping giant. Because they didn't realize, because probably it was a lot like today where everybody's thinking that they're just lackadaisical, they're not going to respond. But being the former law enforcement myself and watching people, what you do when your family's threatened or when your nation is threatened, when things happen, you'll be surprised how Americans respond, because Americans will stick together and they'll get clarity, they'll get focus, and they'll pray.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the first thing that happened, the very Congress that is allowing prayer to be taken out of schools and putting in justices who want to remove prayer, the first thing they did at 9/11 was walk out on the steps of the Capitol and they prayed.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
They prayed. And God knows how to bring us to our knees to begin to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And so... in these type of tragedies, but I know this is understand this too, that, you know, as we were following the Lord, what God was saying to us right before that was just clear as can be. That was a big moment for America in regards to our future and our destiny, because at that moment, you know, 1 year ago, April the 15th, 2013, when that happened on our soil, because it's spiritual, remember, it's not just two young men who were radicalized or whatever. That was allowed to happen on our soil.
That's right.
And that America shifted. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you have to understand this. I believe it was 10 days to the point before that happened on April the 15th. So I guess it had been April the 5th. I believe it was 10 days, mm-hmm. 5 or 10 days, that the Lord had given me a vision.
It was April the 10th.
April the 10th, 5 days before. The Lord had given me a vision right 5 days before this, you know, because you don't even know that we look at history and think you always know it, but it's not history until it happens and then you pass it. And he showed me an explosion taking place. I was on a sidewalk and it was just real loud explosion. The first thing I looked at was myself to see if I'd been hit, because you just felt like you've been hit. The second thing was I looked around for collateral damage, but it was so loud. The bomb was so loud that it just, you know, rocked your world. And then, of course, you know, I'm praying about, Lord, what's happening? Because we were relocating the studios in the central part of America and northern Texas, because having access to the whole nation and travel the world and all that kind of stuff. And 5 days later, exactly what the Lord was showing me was going to take place 5 days before that happened. Mm. And the Lord just shifted us. And then he said, this is what I'm going to do. And understand this, when the enemy sets up a plan against God's folks and against humanity, because God loves humanity, he will set up a battle plan against that enemy, against your enemy. He'll say, okay, this is what we're going to do, David. When you hear the wind blow over the mulberry bush, this is what we're going to do. And we're talking spiritual here. We're not talking about physical, you know, war and that type of thing at this point, but he shifted, and then he began to restructure, and he said, and he began everything he spoke to us, and he spoke to others that we're aware of. He began to unfold it rapidly, and all of a sudden he shifted, and he began to change the atmosphere. When he changed the atmosphere, he began to change different zones, and he began to establish hub cities and hub states and hub areas. You think about a hub is like an airport, like Atlanta is a hub. The airport there, and all these airlines fly in and fly out. But what they have in common is the Atlanta airline hub, that they all meet there. And spiritual hubs, God has established apostolic hubs and spiritual hubs to begin to bring the gospel to the next generation in regards to the original intent of what God's intent was for this nation. Corinth, you know, Texas, when you think about Chuck Pierce, and that's an apostolic hub, and that's a hub. And Texas is actually considered a hub state, by the way. Mm-hmm. And you can see why, if you go there, you can see why it's a hub state.
Man.
You don't mess with Texas,
Texas
right?
Texas don't play.
We're like, woo, we're going to be in Texas. we're going to be in Texas. And like, oh, we're, okay, all right. And so then, hello, big shout out to all of our listeners and viewers in Texas out there.
No, that's right.
He began to establish what we believe is going to be a glory zone on the Gulf Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Because Alabama's a hub state. And that when you think about Florida, you have really two. It's like California. You have a couple different states within a state.
Right.
But if you're north in North Florida, you're looking more of a conservative, professing, what? Go ahead, I'll let you talk. Anyway, so conservative. And you go more further south, you think more liberal.
Right.
And and we're believing for and seeing that God's establishing like a glory zone. And one of the things that was spoken, I'll never forget that's just a timely word from, you know, Brother John Kilpatrick of Church of His Presence and also a spiritual father to me. But he released that word. This word was, you know, that you're not going to move. I'm going to begin to change the environment where you're at and change this and change that and shift that. And all of a sudden, I remember walking out of the TV studios that day after shooting our show and our program, and God just shifted a whole city. He shifted. It was amazing what he did. It was just amazing. And so I want to encourage you that God has good plans in store. And quite often, and sad to say, there has to be some hardship or discipline or something that happens. But don't think it's over, and don't think God's trying to write you off. God's desire is to write you in the Lamb's Book of Life. And we're talking about this. We're 1 year later now with this Boston bombing that took place, this terrorist attack that took place on our soil by radical. Remember this: radicalized men, two men who are radicalized by Islam. And radical parts of Islam. And now they're talking about this particular author. His name is Robert Spencer, who used to work and train the FBI and used to train our CIA about understanding radical Islam and how that they're adversarial towards our nation and our country, has just written a book, and it's called The Arab Winter Comes to America.
Hmm.
The truth about the war we are in. As a matter of fact, listen up right now to an interview with Pat Robinson, CBN.
When the Arab Spring revolutions began in Tunisia and Egypt in 2011, many in the West hailed the uprisings as the beginning of a new era of democracy and pluralism in the Middle East. But that didn't happen. Instead, analysts say the region is less stable, more uncertain, and more violent than before. And the new Arab Spring has ushered in a new and aggressive global resurgence of Islamic Jihad. On the anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombing, author and Islam expert Robert Spencer releases his newest book, Arab Winter Comes to America, The Truth About the War We're In. Spencer says the same radical Islamic groups that caused the Arab Spring in the Middle East are at work in America right now, exposing Americans to even more threats of jihad. And he warns that America is shockingly unequipped to face this threat.
Well, author and Islamic expert Robert Spencer is here with us. He's written a book called The Arab Winter Comes to America. And it's a pleasure to welcome him back on the 700 Club. Glad to see you again. Thank you.
Very good to be here. Thank you.
You've got something really shocking in this book, is that the Obama administration told the FBI and our Homeland Security people to delete 1,000 pages of information naming the sources of Islamic terror. Could you tell us about that?
Absolutely. I used to be a trainer of FBI agents. I would train them about Islam and jihad so that they would understand the motives and goals of our enemy. Mm-hmm. You can't defeat an enemy you don't understand. Mm-hmm. But on October 19th, 2011, mm-hmm. the 57 Muslim organizations wrote to John Brennan, who was then the Homeland Security Advisor, and now he's the head of the CIA, demanding that all information about Islam and jihad be scrubbed from counterterror training, and all counterterror trainers who spoke about Islam, like me, be fired. And what's happened in the time since then is that we got intelligence from Russia that said that Tamerlan Tsarnaev, the Boston bomber, yeah. was an Islamic jihadi. And the FBI didn't do anything.
Wait a minute. That came through to the FBI. They had clear information that this Tsarnaev was a jihadi?
Yes, they did. The Russians said he was a, quote, a follower of radical Islam who had tried to join underground groups. Now, a follower of radical Islam is only going to be trying to join jihad terror groups.
But the FBI did nothing?
They made a perfunctory investigation. They decided that he was not a terror threat, and they dropped any surveillance.
So the people died on their watch. They knew that this was going to happen. Did they know it was going to happen during the marathon?
They didn't know it was going to happen during the marathon, but they had every reason to be following the Tsarnaev brothers, and they were not doing so out of this politically correct, willful ignorance that makes them refuse to deal adequately with the jihad threat.
You mentioned the number of groups. So the umbrella is called the Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE.
Involved.
What influence do they have?
They have tremendous influence. The FBI actually will no longer work with them because of their ties to Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood. But they still have tremendous influence within the Obama administration. They were one of the 57 groups that demanded that all this material that spoke realistically about jihad would be scrubbed.
Do they have people sitting in the councils of the White House and what would be not the Oval Office, but the executive office area?
They do. They have people who are in key positions in the Obama administration. There are people with Muslim Brotherhood ties, like Muhammad Ali Biari, who is on the Department of Homeland Security Advisory Council, and other people with Muslim Brotherhood ties that have great influence in the Obama administration, Arif Ali Khan, who is also in Homeland Security, and others who have been involved with these Muslim Brotherhood groups.
Why would the Obama administration put people like that on insensitive intelligence-gathering positions?
Well, you know, political correctness rules the day, and we have to... Obama keeps insisting we're not at war with Islam. He has warmly favored the so-called Arab Spring, really the Arab Winter, mm-hmm. Islamic supremacist revolutions all around the Arab world, and he wants to show that he has a good faith toward Islam and so on, and so he put these people in these influential positions.
What about that statement he made at the United Nations a couple of years ago about defaming the prophet? What is defamation? You have something in your book about what defamation is.
He said that the future must not belong to those who slander the prophet of Islam. And in Islamic law, slander is not lying about somebody. It's telling truths about someone that he does not want known. And what they don't want us to know right now, these Islamic groups in the United States like CARE, is the nature and magnitude of the jihad threat, which is exactly what Obama scrubbed from counterterror training.
So a slander is saying truth about somebody that he doesn't want said.
That's right.
Now, how do you get that information? What's the definition? Where'd you get it?
That's from the Reliance of the Traveler, which is a manual of Islamic law that's published by Al-Azhar University in Cairo, which is the foremost institution in the Sunni Muslim world.
Do you think Obama knew what he was saying when he said slander?
I think somebody gave him that phrase, absolutely, and that the people who gave it to him knew what they were doing, if he did.
If somebody tells the truth about Muhammad, tells everything about him, his writings out of the Quran, and he wouldn't like that being published, that's a slander?
That's right. And that's why people like me are charged with slandering the prophet and slandering Islam, when what we do is tell the truth about what Islam teaches.
Well, I understand they wouldn't even let you into Great Britain.
That just shows the power of these Islamic supremacist groups. It was a smear campaign by leftists and Muslim groups saying this guy slanders Islam, says that Islam is violent. That's what the Home Office's letter to me actually said, that you say that Islam has a doctrine of warfare against unbelievers, which is just a fact, and so we can't let you into the country.
You said they have a doctrine of warfare. It's in the Quran.
Yes, of course it is.
I mean, cold letter. What about this deal at Brandeis University when Hershey Alley was denied a degree?
It's amazing. You know, you can hear this in its entirety at CBNnews.com and also at the BFN Torch. Go to BFNTV.com. But understand, this is a man that trained our federal law enforcement officers in how to be wise to know that there's different forms of Islam. All right. of it's not the same, but radical Islam and jihad is in some parts of jihad that it's they considered it. There's 1,000 pages that they removed from our libraries, which a Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, as we reported, talked about that. And she wanted to be the vetting to take place. The daughter to one of the big leaders in the Muslim Brotherhood, a man,
Oma,
was the assistant to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, whose husband was running for mayor of New York that didn't make it. We have to understand that when he's talking about Arab winter coming to America, when you combine that with what we talked about in the prophecy of the four blood moons, that is right in the crux of the 18-month journey. That it looks like America is going to have a difficult struggle ahead in regards to the struggle of those who want to turn the world and America into an Islamic nation. I never even thought about Jesus having that kind of preeminence. I thought he was just a get-out-of-hell-free card. I didn't realize it's his name. It's the power is in the name of Jesus. And hopefully that'll be made available in BFN TV soon to you. But it's just time for the church to rise up. I mean, can you imagine an army of believers, and I'm talking about a spiritual army, not talking about a physical army, going out and just like like Peter and John did at the Gate Beautiful and just walking up and just say, listen, man, I don't have a stimulus package, but what I do have, and I do have this, I give it to you in the name of Jesus, you know, rise up and walk and taking this person by their hand and rocking your world and changing it forever, doing what you couldn't do before. And which resulted in 5,000 folks saying yes to Jesus. Because it was Jesus they were preaching.
Yeah.
It wasn't their religion. It wasn't their organization. It wasn't their concept. They were preaching Jesus. And when that happens, persecution happens simultaneously. But it was just like, man, you got to get the hope that's going to be made available soon to you. You can check at VFNTV.com. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit
our sponsors and underwriters, and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.